It is very important. And if I'm honest, it's probably the main reason why I took the opportunity to visit here, because of the uncertainty that pervades the whole of the army in terms of the reductions that we have to make. It is unfortunate, but it's the world we live in. The regular army is reducing by almost 20% over the next few years. And sadly, a lot of that reduction has to be undertaken through a redundancy program. So it's very important, though, as I said, to visit Brunei to make sure people understand the rationale, but also I can take back with me any particular concerns in terms of how that redundancy program is enacted. And you know, I've picked up on a few issues and I'm able to answer a lot of questions and queries, which I hope in some way has relieved some of the uncertainty.
There are predominantly here in Brunei Gurkha families who will be affected. What can we do that is actually practical to help them?
I think my message on all of this is not to leave things to the last minute, and particularly with regard to Gurkha families, and for instance, applying for indefinite leave to remain as soon as they can within the sort of the 6 month window. That's very important because it is a bureaucratic process. It has been streamlined to a degree, but my firm advice is don't leave things to the last minute. And if you don't understand something, ask.
And will there be a plan of action in terms of roadshows and things like that coming to Brunei?
I'm not sure whether we'll be able to have actual roadshows, but what we are doing, we're producing DVDs, which is almost as good because they can be professionally put together, and we're doing this for the whole army. And it's not only for the current tranche of redundancies, but also anything that the future might bring.
The army is changing greatly. Do you think there's a future for Brunei?
I'd like to think there is. Clearly, I'm not a politician, but having a presence in the Asia-Pacific region as we have, obviously at the behest of the Sultan of Brunei, is important to British policy. And having that linkage here, I think, is very important. You know, I'd like to think that we're able to sustain it. Certainly the relations with the Bruneians are very good, excellent, in fact. And therefore, there is no reason why that shouldn't continue for the future.
Obviously, there'll be lots of AGC soldiers around the world. I wondered if you have a special message that you'd like to send them.
Yes, because I'm also the Colonel Commandant for the Adjutant General's Corps. They are a group of individuals that are always split up, and they support every unit in the army worldwide, and I'd like to think they are to a great extent the unsung heroes. They're the people who operate behind the scenes. They tend to be the glue that holds a unit or indeed a headquarters together. So from my own perspective, and the message is keep up the great work. It doesn't go unnoticed, and I know the rest of the army fully welcome it and appreciate it.